that, as opposed to finite, that is probably the biggest concept the human mind can conceive of. Right? Because the human mind cannot conceive of infinity. It's bigger than the human mind. Okay? You see what I mean? Follow? Infinity is the biggest thing the human mind can conceive of. Right? If you can resolve the conflict, that's the biggest thing the human mind can conceive of. Everything else are smaller subsets of that big conflict. Right? By breaking through the very first item, the rest are easy. The rest are just phenomena. Part of that reality. So light and death, infinite lifetimes of light and death, and so on. Heaven versus hell, right? God is infinite and so on. So these are just smaller subsets of that. Alright. The Tao is called Yin versus Yang, and Yin Yang makes up the totality, no problem. So, duality, what's the meaning of duality? Exactly. Now the chat is looking at the title of the slide. Relative versus absolute. So if you go higher, look at the big picture. So his answer is quite correct. All my questions are answered right up there. Okay, so this is fun. So any more comments, questions? Okay, next slide please. Okay. So take home messages. I will skip through this quickly because these slides Dr. Chen already took us through last time. Next one, take home message, finance. And here, this quantification is very important. Because when we think something is abstract, it's not quantifiable, what we imply to ourselves is that that is not achievable. It's utopia, it's a dream. But as soon as any abstract concept can be quantified, we suggest to ourselves it's doable. Is not just utopic dream. We can build it. We can make it happen. So that's how the human mind thinks. That's why quantity is so important. Next slide, please. The power of quantification. Qualities are descriptive. Quantities are definitive. Qualities are relative. Quantities are absolute. Once you go from all the relative into the absolute, that's it, nirvana. Quantity makes us fall into duality because we are describing something only from one point of view, like she says. And there's always an opposing point of view. And that's what forms duality. Once you break through duality, it's singularity. Singularity is same as absolute. There's nothing to compare to. So the AW curriculum, next slide please, achieved the 1, 2, 3, 4 agenda for us. Okay. And that's how we take the Dharma wheel forward. So I'm exactly on time, right to the second, the clock is pointing at 4:30. Any comments from the past? So, what Dr. Chen presented to us early on is in demonstrating the scientific relevance of the macroscopic and microscopic visualization, which is absent in the two sutras. It's in the AW curriculum that we took the concept of microscopic visualization and put some scientific relevance to them. That is why our icon is science equals Buddhism equals philosophy. We need that to teach Buddhism. It links the continuum of dimension. What's the continuum of dimensions? Remember, when we go up to the power 10 to the power 22, there's no more. It's beyond our knowledge. It's metaphysical. If we go down to the 10 to the power negative 17 after the quark and the Higgs bosons and so on, there's no more. There's nothing physical to the human mind anymore. When it's non-physical to the human mind, we call it metaphysical. But everything between 10 to the power negative 17 to 10 to the power positive 22 are physical realities to the human mind. So what our curriculum has done is to link the continuum from the metaphysical to the physical using a very simple mathematical progression series. Just add 10. That is very, very crucial. And we solve the ultimate contradictions that we've already gone through in detail previous slide. And now, this is the part that many of us might have missed when we're counting the units along with Dr. Chen. Counting those numbers is actually a measurement of each and every one of the classmates' focusing power, our power of concentration, our attention span. Our emotional reaction to a very simple task, whether we feel bored, whether we feel irrelevant, whether you feel, oh, I already know what you're driving at, why you keep on this mundane process of counting numbers. Resistance to a task, to a simplest task you think of, we resist it. The I, ego, resists that. That is why we have slow learning. We don't have speed learning because of this emotional reaction to the speed learning. This emotional reaction to that counted, and therefore you will not accomplish that task. Imagine if we saw counting as chameleon, we would not be having this lecture. We would have dropped out from the class. So this I, ego, self resistance is that obstacle to the speed learning. In fact, it's the complete resistance to the new age teaching of Buddhism. And here, most important, it measures our life force, samadhi power. The power of samadhi, whether we are in a tranquil state, you accomplish a simple task. So all this is embedded in our lecture. You won't even realize it, but you've already learned deep into Zen. And that is what we try to do. Next slide, please. So, if there are no more questions, let us do the transfer of merit. By this heaven,
may all sentient beings be free of suffering. May their mind be filled with the nectar of virtue. In this way, may all causes resulting in suffering be extinguished, and only the light of compassion shine through our all realm.
Thank you very much for your kind attendance. See you next week.